Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Novels Podcast, Episode 46. Today we're reading Chapter 46 of the novel, and family drama just won't stop, by Daniel White III with his wife Marika White. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Proverbs 18:24. Monica, phone call, it's Jonathan, her mother said, sticking her head through the door. Keep it short. Thank you, Mom, I will. Placing her pen inside her biology book, she picked up the phone. Hi, Jonathan. Hi, Monica. I know I just saw you earlier today, but I just wanted to chat with you a bit more, unless you're busy. Not really, I was just studying, but I need to take a break. How are you doing since we last spoke? They spoke about the upcoming graduation and the possibility of going online over the next couple of years. Jonathan gave her the info on how the online school worked. If I can take you out to lunch tomorrow, we can stop off at the library, and I can show you how this online thing works further. There's nothing to it. Janice is thinking of going that route also. With that, you have better management of your time, and it certainly cuts back on the commute back and forth to campus. Most universities and colleges are going this route. Are we on for lunch tomorrow? Hold on, let me ask my mom. Monica was back in no time. It's fine with her if it's fine with my dad. I'm headed out to the church to pick my dad up. I can ask your dad then, unless you would rather ask him. You can ask him. I'll wait for your call. I'll have to get back to the books. Give your family my love, and if nothing happens, I'll see you tomorrow. No sooner had Monica hung up the phone than it rang again. It was Stacy. Stacy, it's been a while. What have you been up to? Oh, Monica, forgive me for not keeping in touch as I told you I would. But college life takes up so much time, especially now that I'm getting ready for finals. So how is everything going with you? Don't I know all about it? I'm busy studying every waking moment. For the latest news update, Jonathan asked me out to eat. As you know, we've been talking regularly. We went out to the Valentine's banquet together. It was a night I will never forget. I'm very happy for you. I told you he would be a good catch. Did you get the sermon tape I sent you on the pull and power of sin? Monica asked. Yes, I did. I just now listened to it a few days back. I wish I had listened to it earlier. It would have steered me away from some hard things. Hard things? Like what? Stacy was quiet. She did not know how to continue. Come on, Stacy. This is Monica. You tell me everything. You're not hiding anything from me, are you? What do you mean by hard things? After a deep sigh, Stacy went on. Monica, I'm pregnant. It was Monica's turn to be quiet. She sat up quickly on her bed where she had been lying down. After she pulled herself together, she said, Stacy, tell me you're kidding. Are you really? Oh, Monica, I wish I could. I wish I could. Stacy told her how it all happened, trying to hold back the tears. I don't know how I let it happen. I just don't know. Have you told anyone about it? No, you're the only person I've told. What about Robert? Have you said anything to him? No, not yet. I really don't know how he'll take it. Well, as a father, he has to take it. I'm sure he knew what he was doing, Monica said out of frustration, upset that this happened to Stacy. What are you going to do? I don't know. One side of me wants to have the baby, and the other side of me wants an abortion. Stacy, you know abortion is wrong. That's what I'm struggling with. I can't handle a child and go to school at the same time, at least not way down here by myself. My plans for college did not include a baby. Monica heard her voice starting to break. It's easy to stand against something when you're not directly involved in it, but it's a different story when you are involved in it. I don't know how I'm going to face my parents. By this time, Stacy was in tears again. Stacy, I think you should have the baby. And I also think you should tell your parents. You should tell Robert because you shouldn't have to carry this all by yourself. I've known you to be a strong person who will eventually do the right thing. I can't tell them, especially with things the way they are between my dad and me, Stacy said. What do you mean? You told me you were going to talk with him and get things right. I'm sorry, Monica. I had every intention on doing so. But when I got ready to, I just felt so angry. Stacy, all I know is you need to get things right with your dad, and you're going to have to tell them about the pregnancy. Monica's voice took on a more serious tone. I think you should look up on the internet about abortion and pray hard about it before you go that route. I'll pray with you. A knock on the door interrupted their conversation. It was Brother Montague letting her know he was home and to come on down for supper. She said goodbye to Stacy, making her promise to call or email her at least once a day. She gave her dad a hug, and after the blessing, he said to her, "Jonathan asked me if he could take you out for lunch tomorrow. No, I respect that. He respected me enough to get my permission, and he came to me with confidence and humility. I like that. This is good eating, Stella." "Thank you," his wife said. Monica waited in anticipation for her dad to tell her his decision, but he kept on eating. Terence, I think Monica would like to know your decision," Sister Montague said. "Decision about what?" Brother Montague placed a puzzled look on his face. "Stop messing around," she said with a smile. "Oh, that. I thought you were on the phone with him when I came home. I figured he was so excited he couldn't wait for me to tell you. I told Jonathan he could take you out." "Thank you, Dad," Monica said, beaming. "My rules still stand. No touching, no holding hands, and I want you back at the church by 3, young lady. I'll take you to school, and you both can leave from there to lunch, and let him take you to the church after that, and I'll take you home. Do not stop by his house or come by here, and keep your cell phone on." Monica shared with her parents all that Stacy had shared with her. The news was shocking to them. "This is why we want you home as you go through college. Away from home, you can fall into the trap of some fast-talking dude who could trick you into thinking he loves you and wants the best for you. And then after he takes advantage of you, leaves you for another girl. This makes me so mad. The devil's got one in." Brother Montague shook his head in disbelief. "Monica, you'd better tell your mother and me everything you and Jonathan do and where you go before you even go there. It would break my heart if that were to happen to you." At family devotions that night, each of them poured out their hearts to God for protection for Stacy and that she would make the right decision. They also prayed for Brother and Sister Wilmington that God would strengthen them and prepare them for this disturbing news. Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how.